Ralphie Radio Show. It is Christmas Eve, and so I guess this is a holiday edition of the latest hookups and breakups, courtesy of Life and Style Weekly events editor Juliet Eason joining me now. Juliet, we'll start with Mark Anthony. A lot of news has been broken about him and Jennifer Lopez, and perhaps maybe Mark going back on the original custody agreement that him and J-Lo had regarding their twin children. However, Mark Anthony, it seems, has also moved on, like J-Lo, to a new girlfriend, right?
It's true, and like J-Lo, he's going for the younger and hotter model, if you will. His latest fling is a Mexican model named Adriana Ontiveros. They were spotted getting cozy together at the Miami Dolphins game on December 11th, and all signs point to them having quite the budding romance, and he's totally smitten by her.
How old is she, do you know?
She's in her 20s, so she's significantly younger. He's 43.
So it is a similar situation to J-Lo and what, Casper Smart, right? That's the name of the backup dancer?
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting. We'll move to the Kardashian Disick clan, and Lil Mason celebrated his second birthday recently.
He did, and as you know, I'm the events editor. I would die to go to Mason's birthday party. I would die if anyone ever threw me a birthday party like Mason's second birthday party.
Uh-huh.
They always get an incredible cake. They do decorations out the wazoo. It's insane. They had live animals there. You know, he has all his little Hollywood baby friends, and there's uber security because everybody's trying to get pictures of the inside. It's insane. It's like Kim's wedding part two.
Speaking of Kim, did Aunt Kim show up with any gifts for Mason or no?
She did. She took him to get a fish, which he named Bingo.
Awesome.
And Chloe couldn't go because she was in Dallas watching Lamar's game, but she sent him a teepee.
Very thoughtful, Hover. Very cool. Wrap it up with events editor Juliet Eason from Life and Style Weekly here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Taylor Swift's been in the headlines as well lately. Of course, that CoverGirl ad that was pulled in the UK because apparently people thought it was Photoshopped too much or something or another. But Taylor Swift is concerned about her self-image, and that's why she's now gone to dieting, Juliet?
She's losing a lot of weight, and as you know, she's very thin to begin with, so this is pretty worrisome. But she's had a lot of heartbreaks in the past year, and she's sort of responding to that by just not taking very good care of herself. She's 5'11", she's lost 20 pounds in recent months, and she weighs in now just 115 pounds, which is very, very thin considering how tall she is.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully now with the holidays and her being back home in Nashville with the fam, she packs on the pounds like we all are about to, right?
Exactly.
Well, hey, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason, have a great holiday, and we'll hopefully talk to you before 2012, but if not, have a good new year, too.
You too.